we learned a great deal from ourselves and, you know, Edinburgh the other night there, in terms of, it's Tuesday evening was the first time that they didn't use, you know, Big Henderson up top. And you look at that, and they're a different team without them, you know, to be fair to them, to try and get the ball down and play. And before I go into today's game, you know, we certainly did come into today's game, you know, everything that we'd wanted in terms of a clean sheet and 1-0 up. But we did have a wee bit of lady luck the other day in terms of a couple of chances that the Edinburgh City missed. And in terms of what we learnt about ourselves there, you know, that we had to make sure that we were set. We've done that. And, you know, with the turnaround of these playoffs, it's important, you know, the recovery. So you're restricted with what you can do in the training ground. So we did a fair wee bit of analysis the other day, night with the players on Thursday while we were doing the recoveries. And to see them go there and put an action into plan, you know, was very, very pleasing. I've got to give a big pat on the back to Edinburgh City, I think, for where they've come and been such a young team, you know, and they've performed extremely well this season, you know, they've been right up there in their standards, and their consistency's been absolutely fantastic. James has done a fantastic job there, and he'll learn for that, he'll learn for today, there's no doubt in my mind about that. So, I'm absolutely thrilled, you know, for ourselves, you know, in terms of where we want to be. We're two games now away, and two very difficult games will be. We've had very hard challenges against them and in this season. And, you know, the journey continues, and, you know, it's just a credit to where these guys, you know, they're a pleasure to come in every single time, every day, training session to work with. And they leave absolutely everything out there. And I'm delighted for the fans. You know, it's a little progression of where we all want to go and be, but, you know, we've now got to go and attempt to get the job done. And as I say, there'll be a very hungry Annan side wanting the same same prize as what we want.
David was particularly outstanding today. I thought two assists and a goal.
I thought he was outstanding, particularly for the first goal. Always looked a threat. And as we said there, you know, in the game plan, and you know, we know the qualities that David has, but the boys stuck to it, and we were able to go and isolate him into certain areas. And the other stuff you can't coach, you know. I don't even think he knows what he's doing at the time. It just naturally comes to him. He's an absolutely wonderful guy. He's a pleasure to work with, and it's very easy for somebody like Ilkay David Goodwill, in terms of where he's been in football, and he come to Clyde in the second division, you know, and just let games bypass him. He turns up every single week. He turns up every training session. And I can't speak about the man highly enough, you know, in terms of what he offers. He's a great credit to the other players in the dressing room. And what I've really been impressed with this season, you know, is the way that players have now stepped up to the mark and playing alongside David Goodwill. You know, that is what you look for, that leadership. That's what a John Rankin, that's what Kevin Nichols, these guys, we all love. They bring the young boys on with them. So the balance this year has been great, and the young boys are really cashing in and experiencing that. So we'll go and dust ourselves down. We'll go and try and recover as best as we possibly can, and set ourselves up for which I hope, you know, that the two teams bring their best, and it's a great final for the fans.
Kieran Duffy in today, obviously Barry's been there for the full season. He's come in the past couple of games.
Outstanding. And that's what I'm saying, you never know at which stage of the season that you're going to be called upon, and how you have that depth in the squad. And Kieran was called upon last week, and that's what I'm saying, you've always got to be ready, you know, physically and mentally, and he was. And I thought, likewise, on Tuesday evening there, I thought he was outstanding. I thought today was just an absolute complete performance. I thought it was a complete performance today, so very pleased with the boys. And as you can see, once you get yourself into a little zone, I don't want to say comfort zone, but a little leeway, you can start to withdraw and start to think about, you know, resting one or two. As we know, it's going to be a very, very difficult game on Tuesday evening.